it's attracted thousands of people in Derry this week, but now a Presbyterian minister has denounced a huge wooden structure called the temple as satanic. It's due to be burned this weekend, along with all the messages left inside by those who have lost loved ones. But the Reverend Graham Orr fears the burning could leave people open to the influence of pagan practices. Good morning to you, Reverend Orr.
Good morning, Amber.
Spell out your concerns for us.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I have a genuine deep love and concern for the people of the city of Derry, having just moved into the area a few months ago. But this came to my attention just casually on the news last week, and as I heard about a temple that I would associate straight away, no matter what your religious belief, as a place of worship. And when I heard it was going to be burned to the ground, I wondered why, and it just caused concern in my own heart. And the idea behind the burning temple is that the flames and the messages, things that are, have been left, that this will lead to a healing and a restoration and a forgiveness. And I know as a minister I deal with loss a lot, and it's a very, very difficult time when someone loses a loved one. And I just want to point out what I believe the Bible would teach very clearly and simply, that true lasting healing is found only and truly looking to the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And mm-hmm. as we come up to Easter, we focus on the cross, and that really is the source of healing. Jesus died, he rose again. But it's not just a temporary healing, but an eternal peace that the Son of God offers those who come to him. So that's where I believe that the true source of healing for our land, for our divided society lives.
So you don't think people should be going to this temple, leaving messages there, trying to remember people that they've lost down through the years?
Yeah. My concern with the messages and the thing, I was there yesterday, and I can understand there's been a lot of positive work with the communities coming together, and I accept that. But if your listeners look up the Burning Man event that takes place in America every year, and just go online or onto YouTube, and it's a something that started off very innocently with the burning of a man with mm-hmm. relatively few people. It takes place in the Black Rock Desert in Nevada every year. But last year there were 65,000 people who attended that event, and some of these temples, as I say, were in the midst of that. Some of the things that go on at that festival, you can look and see for yourself. There's it's well reported, the drug abuse.
But you're not suggesting that this is a slippery slope and we could end up where they are in the States right now?
Sorry?
You're not suggesting that this is a slippery slope and we could end up where they are in the States right now in terms of burning this temple?
Well, as I say, it seems very innocent at this stage, but if you look at the history of Burning Man, it's on their own website. I have four boys myself, and I ask myself the question, would I want to be there myself? Would I want my children to be there at what's going on now in the States, from what started off as a seemingly very innocent thing and just where it has grown, and there are all sorts of sexual mm-hmm. orgies, nudity that are associated with the event in America. And that's where I'd point people to look at. And as I research that, that's where my genuine concern.
And what would you say to those people, the thousands of people, in fact, who have gone to the temple this week in the Waterside area of Derry and have taken great comfort from that experience? They have gone there as part of a healing process that they're involved in, and they've come away feeling a lot better.
Yeah, I acknowledge that. I know there's been great interest in the city. And personally, I would encourage people to come to our churches to hear the Bible being presented, spoken on. And I would very simply point people to the Lord Jesus Christ. There may be a temporary release that people mm-hmm. find and talking with one another, but ultimately the deep down needs yeah. of the soul can only really be dealt with, not by me or any minister, but by the very Son of God himself yeah. who died on a cross.
Some people might find it ironic that you have difficulties with this burning temple, but you don't have any problem with the symbol of the Presbyterian Church, of course, the burning bush?
Yeah. Well, the burning bush is to do with the holiness of God. It's mentioned in Exodus chapter 3 where Moses, the Lord revealed himself to Moses and said to Moses, take the sandals from off your feet. The ground on which you stand is holy ground. Our God is a holy God. And whenever you look, certainly, at the practices of the burning man, it's far from holiness, and the things okay. that go around the burning of this temple. And okay. that will be my great concern, just to warn people. If you look at what happened okay. in 1996 there,
yeah.
and there, I do believe there is a spiritual element, and yes, a satanic element. 1996, the theme was Dante's Inferno and Hell.
Okay.
And it was looked at, I'll just finish this point, it was looked at very lightly, but the theme there was Satan on his throne and surrounded by burlesque temptresses. And again, I just believe okay. there's a very sinister yeah. undercurrent.
Well,
we have to be just very, very careful.
Okay, not all churchmen, though, it has to be said, share your view. The Presbyterian minister, the Reverend David Latimer, has also visited the temple in Derry. David, do you think it's a slippery slope that people are on here?
I would be inclined to see it not as a slippery slope, but as something that perhaps within God's economy could be used to help people in ways that could give them release. I tend to look at one of the Psalms, and Graham will know this, where we read that even the wrath of men can be used to bring praise to God. You just look at Joseph, the young guy sold to the nomads, but he's raised in Egypt and he becomes second in command. And Joseph later reminds his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." You see, there's a wideness in God's mercy uh-huh. and that leads me to see that our churches, with their falling attendances everywhere, they're not necessarily connecting with people and giving them the answers that they want. Thomas, the doubter, didn't believe the other 10 and had to see and feel for himself. So the exercise of divulging the secrets of their hearts and writing them onto the temple wood, that in itself is therapeutic.
So that is why thousands of people have flocked to this temple this week, because they're trying to fill a void in their life which isn't being filled by their church.
Well, I think singing a hymn and saying a prayer and listening to a sermon is not connecting everybody to God. And God alone is the answer, and Jesus Christ is the way. But people divulging the secrets of their hearts, writing them on the temple wood, and then watching the temple and its messages being disintegrated in fire, this could enable damaged people to learn to live in the present and let go of the past, and could assist people. Mm-hmm. God could use this to allow people to stand in the streams of his grace and to find release pain.
How do we end up with two Presbyterian ministers from the same neck of the woods but with very different messages?
Well, I think you know there's a freedom that we exercise when we come to Scripture, and I tend to see the lines that they should not be drawn too narrowly, because I'm into upsizing God. He death couldn't keep his son, and he escaped from the sealed tomb. Yeah. So therefore, there's the love of God is broader than the measure of our minds.
Okay.
And I'm anxious, as I was speaking last night with some people I was visiting, think of a man, a parishioner of mine, who's in bed having been diagnosed with cancer, and his young grandson, without any prompting, goes up with his mummy and daddy. He's 9 years old, and he writes a little message up there that's symbolic of the pain he's carrying. They're Christian people. They attend my church. But still they see that this is not in conflict with their faith, but actually maybe complements it and will allow God to offer them the opportunity to move forward.
Okay, Reverend David Latimer, thank you very much indeed for sharing your thoughts with us on the programme. Thank you as well, the Reverend Graham Orr. And if you are interested in going along to visit the temple, you better do so pretty quick, because it is going to go up on smoke on Saturday.